Welcome to Relationships Unraveled. I'm Miranda, and I am here to help you unravel your relationships and live the life you were created for. Together, we are going to learn and grow in how to navigate the many relationships that make up our lives. We're going to do this by having conversations that go below the surface. So, let's shock the norm. Let's try something different and start discovering the next step forward as we talk through life together. God created us for relationships. So it's no surprise that we learn best how to navigate them together. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the show. So I'm back in my studio. When I say studio, I mean my closet, recording after being gone a week at school. I'm in grad school and I was gone for an entire week doing like an intensive in the classroom. And then I got back and it was our spring break. And so before that, I did a replay of my friend Angel, a really great podcast that she helped me with. And we talked about asking questions. And then last episode, we celebrated the 1 year mark of the show, which was really exciting with my husband, John, and a little bit about his story. And so today is my first day back recording fresh content for y'all after being gone for a week and after spring break. So I am feeling refreshed and I am feeling motivated, and I have been inspired by all the things I've been reading and learning at school. And so I'm excited to dive in more with y'all as we keep going. And today I want to unravel something with y'all about what we are allowing. When I say what are we allowing, we're going to have to frame this up and think about it in a new way. So today's episode is going to challenge you to think in a new way. But whenever I talk to people, and I've experienced this myself, most of our issues that we want to vent about or complain about or seek therapy about are mostly about someone else, right? It's a problem we're having with our spouse, our in-laws, our friends, whatever. And we just think that if we could just, you know, get them to say this or do this or admit that or change this, that then we would be okay, right? We'd be happy, we'd be satisfied, or whatever it is that we're looking for. And so what I find interesting, and I've lived this myself, and I see it again and again with people that I talk to, is the best results. We get the best results when we take the issue and pull it back into ourselves. We got to bring it back to ourselves. And this is important because, you know, as I've said before, as soon as we go outside of ourselves, we lose all of our control, all of our power. We can't make any changes there because we can't force anybody to care that we want them to change or that they want to change or anything like that. So when I ask, what are we allowing? It's a different way to frame issues we have in our life with other people. So for example, I'll take my own story. So I grew up being an absorber. I just absorbed for people. I was fine. I would take care of everything. I didn't have any needs, and I was just the ultimate absorber. I would take everyone's problems and I would try to solve them, and I never, ever, ever showed up with a need. And so that carried into my adult life. So fast forward to my husband and 3 kids later, and I'm sitting there absorbing and absorbing. You know, if he said, I need to work on a Friday night, I got to get to some emails, I would convince myself, even if my initial feeling was like, man, I wish he wouldn't work on a Friday night. I wish we could just hang out or watch TV or something together. But I would convince myself that no, like he's stressed. He's providing for our family. You know, give him the grace to answer some emails. And that's what I would tell myself, right? And so over the years, I got really resentful because of my absorbing, right? And so the way that I'm saying this is I thought it was him. I was like, my husband just takes advantage of me. You know, he'll just answer emails and just put work first. And you know, I get so tired of it. I'm the one that's doing everything. I'm the one that continues to do whatever the kids need so that he can just sit there and do emails or do work until he gets tired. And then he just goes to bed. And then I'm up making sure everybody else gets to bed. And this is kind of was my complaint. And I'm sure you can relate to that somehow. I'm sure there's some instance in your life where you're feeling like you are the one doing all the things for somebody or for a relationship. So the challenge I want you to consider today is to think, what are you allowing? What are you allowing? I was allowing my husband to treat me the way that I allowed him to. I chose to absorb. I was the one telling myself, oh, I'll just absorb for him because he's got stress and he's got work. That was me. That was not him. So then whenever I got really upset with him, he was shocked. Well, the reason he was shocked, as you can imagine, is because he had no idea that it was a problem, because it's what I'd been doing. And as a grown-up and as a woman with a brain and a heart and a mind and a desire of my own, me choosing to continue to absorb was my choice. So when I told him I was resentful and I griped about it, he was like, what's the problem? The reason he didn't know the problem is because there wasn't one. I mean, I was choosing to let it happen. So he was like, why is this all of a sudden an issue? And so I think we can get so shocked and we can get hurt by this. But the reality of it is we are setting relationships up a certain way. And if we refuse to look at the way that we have chosen to set them up, we will not experience change. We will not experience breakthrough. We will not experience any kind of release or peace around that problem, because all of our peace and freedom from it will depend on someone else understanding where we're coming from and changing something or admitting something. But the problem is they don't know to admit something because in their mind, they didn't do anything. My husband never said, hey, I'm going to need you to absorb like crazy for our marriage. Okay, we're going to have kids and I'm going to need you to absorb everything so that I can just work so much, as much as I want. Okay? I mean, he never said that. It was just this thing that happened because of the way we're wired and the way we cope with life. And so what happens is we get these coping mechanisms, right? We're born into a world that is broken. So we are trying to find our belonging, our love, our identity. And we decide, okay, if I am this way, people will love me. And this is all about our personality combined with our story and our experiences. It all comes together to create our ego. These are the things I believe I have to do to be loved, to belong somewhere, to maintain my identity. And one of my coping mechanisms was to absorb. So it makes perfect sense why I was carrying this into my marriage, because I was identifying with it. I am a good absorber so that people will love me and appreciate me and value me. Okay, that's what I believed. And so we all have some kind of ego structure that is set up to where we believe we have to do something to make other people love us and value us. The problem is we get tired, right? We get tired and we feel like we're working really hard and sacrificing a lot because we are, but then we want like this big reaction of like, oh, gosh, thank you so much for doing that for me all these years. But it's a false expectation because people don't know we're choosing that. People don't know what our coping mechanisms are. People don't know how our ego is built and what we're doing to make ourselves make sure that we obtain our love and belonging. So we're just doing it. And they're going, oh, wow, she's really sweet to do that. And they just keep letting us do it because we're doing it. But then the problem is when we get tired, we're like, you know, we want to like reestablish some of the ways the relationship is set up. Well, that doesn't work because they're like, what? What's wrong? Like, what's the problem? This has been working all this time. And so this is common for it to happen. But the problem is we get so angry at the other person and we go to talk to them about it and we approach them with blame and anger, which makes them feel ashamed and makes them feel defensive. And the conversation goes nowhere. If anything, it makes things worse in the relationship. So I want to propose to you today a different way to view this so that when you approach someone about repairing the relationship or establishing new boundaries, you can approach it in a way that they don't have to feel defensive or attacked or blamed. Because the reality is, it's not all their fault. You have made some kind of choice to set it up the way it's set up. They have and you have. Okay, but the odds are if you're tired of something that they're doing, you have allowed it to some extent. Like I met a woman who was very furious at her husband. They were trying to find a house. And she was like, I'm the only one that cares about the house. You know, I wake up every day and it's all I think about. It's all I do. I go look at these houses. He's not interested. He doesn't help me. You know, all these things. For me, I challenged her on that. And I was like, who told you to wake up every day and put all your time and attention to this house hunting if he's not interested? Like, did he tell you to? Did he say that he wanted you to do that? She's like, no. Like, that's your choice. Like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to wake up at, well, I do have to. If I don't, we won't find a house. I'm like, have you found a house yet? And you're doing that? Well, no. I'm like, is it working? Right? It's not even working. So we believe that we have to do these things, but we don't, because there's other people not doing these things, right? It's just our way of coping that we think must be done, but it doesn't have to be that way. And that's the beautiful thing that I want you to challenge yourself to wade out into the unknown and say, okay, the reality is I set up relationships this way. And if I try something different, is it going to be okay? And I promise you, it can be better than you think. And so for me, it was that. It was saying, okay, I can put limits on this. I can say, can you only do emails till 9? Because I really want to hang out tonight. And I don't have to feel bad about that, right? Because I can ask that. If I have that desire, he might say no, but I can at least make it known of what I want. And so the approach that we want to use with this, though, that makes all the difference is kind of this idea of extreme ownership. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's hard to get upset with someone who's taking extreme ownership. You know, if your child misbehaves or makes a mistake and they're like, man, I am so sorry, mom or dad, you know, I screwed up and I need help with this. You're like, oh my gosh, it's okay. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll, you know, we're with you. We got you. But if your child's like, well, they told me to, they did it too. You're like, no, you know, you want them to own it. And so an approach we can take with people that we're having an issue with, we can go to them and say that we have set the relationship up a certain way that is no longer working for us. Like, shame on me for choosing this over and over. I cannot believe that I didn't see this before now. But it's all about our, like, what we've allowed. It's not about them taking advantage. So for me, I would have approached my husband this way. Instead of saying, you know, you take advantage of me, you get to do what you want. If you want to work, you work. If you want to go to bed, you go to bed. And I have to take all the slack up. I have to do all the kids' stuff. I have to get them to bed. I have to make sure the doors are locked, take the dogs out. And I could just go on and on about that. But all he's going to hear is, I'm blaming you for everything. You're awful. And he's going to disagree. And the conversation is going to go nowhere. And the relationship is going to get worse. Or I could tell the truth about myself as an adult making choices and say, hey, babe, I need to talk to you about something. So I have been kind of learning about myself and kind of how I'm set up and how I'm wired and the things I've learned to do to cope in life. And I've discovered that I tend to be an absorber to a fault. So I will just take and take and take. And I have discovered that I get tired and then I get resentful, but it's my responsibility to change this. So I want to let you know that from now on, whenever I desire something or want something, I am going to have to learn to express myself better. Like, I'm going to have to be a big girl and tell you, you know, I don't want you to answer emails on a Friday night. Can you do it Saturday morning while we're all sleeping in or something like that? Because it's my responsibility to let you know what I want. You can't read my mind. When you approach like that, they're like, oh, wow. Because it's not, the focus isn't on everything they do wrong. The focus isn't on blaming them. The focus is on you and what you're learning about yourself and the ways you contribute to your own life's problems. That's the truth about us. Okay. That's the truth. In our sinful nature, we want to, the lies are shinier. The lies are shinier because they make us feel better in the moment, but they keep us wrapped up tight in bondage. They're not the truth, right? And so, yes, the lie is, oh, it's everybody else's fault. You know, you're working so hard and you deserve so much better than this. He doesn't appreciate you. You're doing way more than everybody else. Like, these are the lies that we believe. And then we get angry and we become a victim. But that's not the truth. The truth is, we're people with brains. God has given us choice. We get to look at our life and say, if I want something, I can make a move to go toward that thing that I want. In spite of what everybody else is doing and what everybody else says, I have the power to choose to move toward what I want in some small way. But that requires me telling myself the truth that I'm not currently moving toward what I want. I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself and looking at everybody else going, if they would all just do X, Y, and Z, then I would be better. But that's not the truth. We wouldn't be better. We really wouldn't. We would just find more things that they need to do because our freedom and our peace is internal. We cannot get that externally. It does not exist outside of ourselves, in our circumstances, or in other people. It just doesn't. And so when we have these issues that are recurring, let's reframe it and look at it as, okay, what am I allowing? What am I allowing? If you're thinking my boss takes advantage of me, what are you allowing? Are you allowing, you know, your boss to send you an email on Saturday and you're getting right to it? You know, and if you say, well, I have to allow that or I'll get fired. Well, do you really want to work for a boss that would treat you that way, even after you respectfully let him know that you're working on things and that's no longer going to work for you? Like, do you want to work for someone that doesn't understand boundaries? Is that really where you want to be long term? Or do you want to set these boundaries and say, okay, and if they don't understand, maybe it's time for you to find something different? These are the hard things because we're terrified of abandonment. We're terrified of failure. We're terrified of being alone. And the truth is, though, we will find people and we will find opportunities that align with our values if we are brave enough to express them and stand by them. But it feels really scary to do that. So I want you to think about a time in your life or an area of your life that you keep on saying, if they would, then I would be blank. And then I want you to take the focus off of them and say, what am I allowing? Where could I speak up in a kind way and take extreme ownership for what I'm allowing and say, this is no longer working for me. I'm doing some work and I'm going to have to make some changes. Where could you do that? Because if you allow it, it'll happen. People are getting away with what they can get away with. It's just the way that we are. It's the way that we are. But I also know that we're trainable in a sense that if you continue to call out something and state the truth about something, people will respond differently eventually. They really will. I want you to try this because, you know, even if you don't believe me and you think, well, that's never going to work for my circumstances, I would say it's very common for people to think their circumstances are unique and different from everybody else's. That is just not true. People are people, and we have way more in common than we think. The way that we're created, we have that in common. Our needs and the way that we're wired and the way that we search for belonging and love, we have that in common. That can unify us. But we tend to believe, oh, you know, that sounds good, but that won't work for me. What are you allowing? And if you cannot look at yourself and be truthful about what you're allowing, then your ego structure, your coping mechanisms that you're using to protect yourself, you're depending on them a lot. So the harder it is for you to be truthful with yourself, the more you're depending on your coping mechanisms and your ego to keep you safe. The easier it is for you to be truthful with yourself, the more authentic, true self is available to you to step into. When we are in self-preservation mode and we're depending solely on our ego structure, it's almost impossible for us to be truthful about ourselves because we are scared. We're scared to do that. So think about that. And start with maybe, can you tell yourself the truth? Like, are you able to be truthful with yourself about what you're allowing? Are you able to even look at what you might be allowing in your relationships? Who's making you do what you're doing? Who told you you had to do what you're doing? The things that you're doing that are exhausting you and they seem to be getting you nowhere, reevaluate why you're doing those and if they're actually even working. Because the red flag for boundaries is wherever you feel resentment is where you need a boundary. So in my case, I was starting to resent my husband for taking advantage of me, absorbing all the time. So really that means, uh-oh, there's something I can do about this. I can set up a boundary. And so that was my responsibility to do that. I can't expect him to just know where I'm getting tired. And I can't blame him when I'm the one that's allowed it. And so this can be done well and this can be done poorly. We can go at someone and blame them and say, I'm done with you. I'm never going to, you know, you take advantage of me. That's not going to happen again. because I'm putting boundaries up. That's one way you can do it, but that's not a healthy way to go about it. The best way to go about it is to take extreme ownership, you know, like I said, and say, I have a responsibility to myself to make some changes. And I don't want you to think I'm blaming you, because I am just as responsible as you are. Like, I have set it up this way and I have taught you how to treat me, basically. But I'm tired and I need to make some changes for myself. These are what they're going to look like. But be a reassuring, you know, I still love you. I'm for our marriage. I'm for this relationship, but I'm just learning about myself for the first time, and I'm reconsidering some stuff, and I am just going to take responsibility for this. And it's real hard to get mad at that. It's real hard to get mad at that. So think about the things you're allowing in your life when you have the tendency to slip into the victim mentality of, well, it's just my story. It's just too hard and I just can't overcome this. You can. I promise you can make some small shift to move toward what you want in life. You really can. And you can look at what you're allowing. I am not in any way discounting hard stories. I'm not in any way discounting difficult circumstances, but I promise you, you have some power within you to take responsibility and make a move. You do. I want you to hear me say, like, I am not talking about abusive situations here. I'm talking about just your typical, you know, relational dynamic issues that continue to surface and you feel stuck and you're frustrated and angry at someone. Okay. Ask yourself, what am I allowing? It's really helpful. You have to get used to telling yourself the truth, because we have a natural bend toward lying and believing lies. And that's just how it is. That's what all did. And so we have to learn how to tell the truth. We have to learn how to get comfortable in being truthful with ourselves. And this is one way you can start. And so I hope you take this challenge. And I hope, even if this sounds crazy and you don't believe me at all, maybe just look into it or consider it or just try it and see what happens. But I promise there's another way out there. And you have the power to work internally to make a move toward what you want in your life. Thanks for joining me, and I will meet you back here next week. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Relationships Unraveled podcast. If you love the episode, please share it on social media and be sure to tag me. Find me at Miranda Kirk, and let's continue the conversation. I hope you'll tune in again next week.